Hi, everybody. I wonder how your day is going today. I am very, very excited to just talk to you and just, I had on my mind, I was like, you know, Lord, why does it seem like Christians are failing? And I really had that on my mind tonight as I was doing my Bible study. And I found some information that might help us as Christians understand why we're failing. So there were 7 reasons why Christians fail. So I'm gonna give those 7 reasons to you right now. The first reason why Christians fail is that we never think that it will happen to me. So many times I have been around Christians who have a good life and they have everything that they want, but sometimes they have the thought, oh, well, these things probably won't happen to me. So the lack of empathy is in place. The people are almost acting better than others. And that is so far from the truth, because we all have gone through challenges. We all have gone through our storms. And it's when we are able to testify to others about the storms that we go through is when we're able to connect and save souls. The second thing and the second reason why Christians fail is that wonderful thought in their mind, I'm too busy. I have kids, I have a job, I go to church, I'm working in the church, but I'm still too busy to really go out and witness. I'm too busy to knock doors. I'm too busy to, you know, stop and talk to homeless people. I'm too busy to feed the homeless. I'm too busy. You know, you can find any excuse to be too busy. So that's number 2. So we're talking about 7 reasons why Christians fail. And number 1 is it will never happen to me is the thought. Number 2, I'm too busy. And now we're going to number 3. Holiness is compromised. So many times we compromise on the little things, and we absolutely don't realize how those little compromises can turn into big compromises. Little things such as being jealous or thinking, you know, the sinners seem like they have it going on and I'm trying to be a Christian and I have it hard. Sometimes we can compromise and be jealous and be resentful. And it's just those little things that we suffer in silence sometimes that can come out and become very, very ugly on the outside. And you can't really draw people to you when you have ugliness going on the inside. So number 4, many build unhealthy relationships with the opposite sex. So say you're married, but you're attracted to someone else. And sometimes you will allow yourself to talk to those individuals. You'll allow yourself to help when those individuals say they need help. And you allow yourself to be alone with those individuals that you know you're attracted to, when what you really should do is run, Forrest, run. You got to get yourself away from those temptations that you know could lead up to something if you're not careful. And a lot of times it'll sneak up on you where you end up having feelings for another individual, but you know you're married. Number 5, we fail to strengthen our weak areas. And all that is kind of looking inside yourself and seeing, what am I falling short in my walk with God? Am I reading my Bible? Am I sharing the knowledge that I'm reading? Am I inviting people to my church? Am I living a holy life? If there were people on the outside looking in, or can my children say, I'm living a holy life? Those are the inside folks looking in. So we just have to make sure that we don't fail to strengthen our weak areas. And number 6, accountability is often breached or minimized. We don't hold ourselves accountable when we do wrong as Christians. We justify it and we say, Well, I repented for it. But did you go back and apologize for what you've done to another person? Or did you call somebody on the phone and talk about the situation to somebody else, right? So I remember the word saying, if you have aught with your brethren, then you go to them, not everyone else, to work it out, right? So we don't do that. And last but not least is number 7. Loneliness becomes an excuse. A lot of times when we are in the Word, we're in church, and especially if you're single, that you don't have to be single to feel loneliness, because you can be married with a bunch of children in the house and everybody around you and still feel lonely. But loneliness can become an excuse for us not to, you know, seek friendships or not to want to. Because sometimes, you know, if you've been hurt, you know, you've just said, you know what, I'm just going to leave that alone. And you get to yourself and you're lonely, but you don't deal with those feelings. You got to pray and you got to ask God for guidance. And I promise you that Holy Ghost can show up and really keep you when you need to be kept. And I'm speaking from experience. Sometimes you just feel like I'm all alone. Nobody cares, which is a lie. That's the enemy. And it lets you know that, you know, you're really not alone ever, because God is always there. But you do have to talk to him. You do have to express all of your hurtful feelings to him as if he was sitting there. You got to tell it like it is for you and really be honest about what you're going through. And if you're angry, say, I'm angry about this. This sucks. I don't like this. And why did it have to happen to me? But whatever your feelings are, talk about it to God or find a friend you can trust and really confide in them. But try your best to rebuke the loneliness, because God is always near. Family, there's family that loves you. They're near. There are friends that can love you better than family. They're also near. So just keep in mind that these are some of the pitfalls, 7 reasons why Christians fail. And I'm going to go through them again. 1 is, it will never happen to me. You have that thought and then you get complacent and then you act like you're better than people. And then those people, those types of attitudes can actually repel someone from wanting to seek the Lord. 2, I'm too busy. 3, holiness is compromised. And you're compromising because you want to fit in, because you want to, you know, be a part of groups. But there are some things that, if some places you go, God can't go. So you have to keep that in mind. Don't compromise your holiness. And 4, many build unhealthy relationships with the opposite sex. So don't go into temptation if you know you're attracted to another individual. If you're married or in a serious relationship with someone else, run from those feelings. Also, 5, we fail to strengthen our weak areas. But you don't know where you're weak unless you just kind of think about it and write it down. If you know you're weak in telling the truth, if you lie a lot, then you really got to practice telling the truth and replace that habit of lying with actually being authentic and telling the truth. And it's a habit. Lying is a habit. You can break it. I promise you. Also, 6, accountability is often breached and minimized. We don't hold ourselves accountable to being a Christian. A lot of us are Christian in church, and then we come out of church and we are of the world. And that's just being honest. But we have to start holding ourselves accountable to the word that we're reading. And don't compromise your integrity for no one, no thing, no place. Don't compromise. And 7, loneliness becomes an excuse. So don't have it become an excuse for you to not serve God and to not serve people and be on his road to righteousness. So as I hope you guys will get into your word today, and I did want to leave some scriptures with you that I've been reading tonight. I've been reading 2 Corinthians 7, 8 through 13, which talks about controlled by repentance. I've also been reading Isaiah 66, 1 and 2. Humility draws God's attention. I also was reading Revelations 21, 1 through 4, New Heaven and New Earth. And then I was reading Hebrews 11, 36 through 38, which talked about suffering prophets. And I was reading Psalms 24, 1 through 6, and it talks about who receives God's blessings. And last but not least, I was reading Luke 6, 20 through 26, which talks about the Beatitudes. So when I get home from work, I'm going to start, you know, just taking an hour out to get in God's word and kind of study before I even turn the TV on, just to raise my level of integrity with the Lord. So I'm going to invite you to do the same. But I thought I would share those 7 reasons why Christians fail so that we can figure out how to be successful.